Chicagoans are reacting to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A lot of people have family and loved ones who are living under the threat of the Russian military after it began its full-on attack on its western neighbor. WBEZ reporters spent some time yesterday in Chicago's Ukrainian Village neighborhood. We're going to start with WBEZ's Claudia Morel.
Stop Putin now!
Stop Putin now! Stop Putin now!
More than 100 people stand on the church steps at the corner of Chicago Avenue and Oakley Boulevard, many cloaked in blue and yellow Ukrainian flags. Some hold signs denouncing Russian President Vladimir Putin, calling him a war criminal, and pleading for U.S. support as Ukrainians fight for their lives.
Putin has to be stopped now. We need him out of Ukraine. We need him out of the West. And we can only do this with the strong support of the West.
Pavla Bendrisky, who's leading the rally, says it's about more than just war. It's about preserving democracy in Eastern Europe.
Ми хочемо жити як нормальні люди. We want to live like normal people. Not a huge aspiration for us in America, but for them, it means everything.
Local officials like Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerich speak in support of imposing strict sanctions on Russia, something President Joe Biden has already begun to do. Frerich says doing nothing is not an option.
Because we know from lessons learned in the past, if we do not stand up today, if we practice a policy of appeasement, our brothers and sisters in Poland, in Lithuania, in Latvia may be next.
We need actual support, not just the words, not just prayers.
Andrei Topchi is from eastern Ukraine, where he says his friends and family are now living under the threat of Russian occupation.
And they're being forcibly drafted in to fight for Russian military. My friend yesterday received notification that he need to go to the drafting center. And this morning he said that the people who didn't respond to this notification, they're being arrested.
I still have my mom in there.
That's Mariana Kroshuk. She says the last time she spoke to her, she was in hiding.
For me, it's really hard, but we all hope that this war will end and Ukraine will win.
Another rally is planned for Sunday afternoon. Meantime, people I spoke with say the best way to help their loved ones is to support humanitarian organizations that are doing work on the ground. I'm Claudia Morel.
And I'm Lauren Frost. Across Chicago Avenue is the Ukrainian gift shop Delta, where it's been a busy day of shoppers buying flags, scarves, and other symbols of support. This is where I meet Alexei and Vera Grabovi. They show what's in their bag.
We bought a couple of
little
car flags, a hat because it is so cold, and then two Ukrainian flags that we can kind of bring to the gatherings.
Alexei was born in Ukraine. Vera is a third-generation Ukrainian-American. They're married. And both of them have family members in Ukraine. Alexei says he spoke with one who's a military medic just as he was waking up the day of the Russian invasion.
It was eerie how calm he was. His comments were, it wasn't a question of if, it was a question of when. And this is what we've been preparing for the last 8 years. Unfortunately, it's going to come at a heavy cost, but we'll protect.
He breaks off and starts crying. Can you talk a little bit about what you're feeling right now?
I guess just deep sadness that so many people are going to die. And I know, like, when you see it on TV or read about it or hear about it on the radio, it's so distant. It doesn't really impact you. But man, it really is just people just dying because of...
Could have been you.
It could have been you, adds Vera.
Yeah, and they're dying because of an autocratic government's desire to recreate some sort of presumed former glory.
Alexei says he wants to see the world react in force. As for himself, I can't help on the battlefield, he says, holding the bag of flags. But what we can do is at least show that we care. Lauren Frost, WBEZ News.